This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Good to have you here, folks. We got so many things to get to this hour, but just another reminder, you're the star of the show. You are. Every one of you. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. We're all in the same Auto World automobile together every week for 3 hours. I appreciate you being here. Again, you know, when it gets right down to it, folks, cars, trucks, your auto world is what it's all about. You need help. You need help at all times. Just don't ever forget that I'm here for you. Not only right now behind the silver microphone for 3 hours, you know, every week, but during the week you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and let's stay in touch. You don't understand the price. You don't understand why they charge you what they charge you. You don't understand, you know, should I or should I not purchase that car? You don't understand why a bolt's loose, why a nut's loose, why the windshield's cracked already. So things like that. Let's stay in touch. You can do it on Facebook, too. Address, Mark Evans. Over there at Auto World Radio Facebook page, too, Auto World Radio. This hour, folks, on Auto World, I have for you the last screaming chicken is crossing the block. Bark, 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 bark. To quit my day job anyway. Sound effects. And this hour, we have him. That's right. Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler. Again, we have him right here. Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler, is going to be giving us the Auto World Motorsports update. Something about practice makes perfect. That's coming this hour. Also this hour, I've got for you, well, the code name was K1. Ice or electric? And this hour, the best and the worst years for the Chevrolet 350 V8 engine. And, of course, we'll mix in some trivia there. And we've got the email bag right here to the left of me, right, sitting right on the lap of Eddie, the engine emailer. But right now it's time for... Let's do it.
And now it's time to play... And here's your host...
Mark Evans.
What's that name? The rules are simple. We show you a person. You tell us their name.
That's how simple it is. Head over to my Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Take a look at those four pictures we have up there. And we already had Carl there in California. Guess Henry Ford. He was absolutely right. Henry Ford, again, gave you a little trivia there. And with no middle name. But the other three. Who's the other three people? What's that name? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, folks, Instagram, Auto World Media. Facebook, thanks for following me there. And friend me if you'd like. Address, again, is Mark Evans. Maxed out at 5,000. We get in line. We're going to friend a couple more of you here, absolutely, and we'll get you in there. Let's keep, we're maxed at 5,000. How much more can I, how, I mean, I'm, thank you. We got a lot of friends out there, a lot of listeners, a lot of you for keeping us here and keeping us from coast to coast as we are across the pond, of course. And again, autoworldmedia.com. So let's get them named. And we have some history. They're the people, the faces behind the brands that you are driving today. Wow. Okay. The last one's crossing the, well, the last screaming chicken. Last screaming chicken. Is crossing the block. Who is it? Reynolds. You know Burt Reynolds from Smokey and the Bandit. The final Bandit Trans Am roars across the auction block. That's right. It's happening. Oh, Smokey and the Bandit tribute cars. You know, he had quite a few of them. Again, they crashed quite a few of them in the movie. But this crossing the block at Barrett-Jackson. The 1977 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am SE. Here's the dates. April 18th through the 20th at Palm Beach there. It'll be done. It'll be the last The last one, folks, personally owned by Burt Reynolds himself. The last one. Smokey and the Bandit. Such a runaway hit that General Motors promised Reynolds a new car every year for life. Reynolds, who died in September 2018 at the age of 82. He later joked that when the car stopped showing up, he was told that the deal was not for the rest of Reynolds' life, but the president's life. And he's dead now. That didn't stop Reynolds from owning several Bandit Trans Ams, including a custom 1979 model that he sold for more than $300,000 in June of 2019. Yep. Now, it's going to be across Barrett Jackson again, okay, at the auction block there. Screaming Chicken, a 1977 Trans Am, painted black with gold, and, you know, of course, it has the iconic Screaming Chicken, the bird, on the hood. Now, it's the only one currently licensed and tagged by Burt Reynolds, and it's tagged Trans Am Left, period. It was carefully restored by Bandit Movie Cars in Florida to make Mr. Reynolds to Mr. Reynolds' specifications. Every detail and thought was discussed with Burt Reynolds, Mr. Reynolds himself. From the correct antenna to the proper tires from the movie. So it is the one. Comes with a 6.6-liter 8-cylinder engine paired with a 3-speed automatic transmission. Now, since Burt Reynolds has passed, folks, the car has been cared for by Reynolds' friend and business partner, Gene Kennedy. It has 45,330 miles on it, what's on the odometer, and it wears Reynolds' famous Band 1 Florida license plate. What do you think it'll go for? Yeah. I don't know. What's your guess? It'll be over 100,000 in my guess, and keep going from there. But we can all tune in again. The very, very last final Bandit Trans Am. It's going to go across the block right there at Barrett Jackson, April 18th through the 20th at Palm Beach. And again, you can just Google, you know, that to BarrettJackson.com and go right to the auction live. Watch it on the internet. But I'll be, you know, stay in tune to it, and we'll see what kind of number it gets. I hear rumors that there will be a couple other things that the, you know, Burt's, his estate's going to throw in. So that'll be kind of interesting, too. I can't hardly wait to watch it and see what's going on. So stay tuned, huh? Again, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through your email. Again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number, Dashboard Daniel, sitting behind, oh yeah, the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your phone calls at 855-660-4261. A little housekeeping real quick. Podcasts, you can get to one of my, you know, earlier shows if you'd like to listen to a prior show way back when in the day, even the last hour. You just go to my website, autoworldmedia.com. You'll see a little red bar there that says podcast. Click on that. You can pick the dates. And we are now, we're going to be going to other places with the podcast too, by the way. You can go to GCNlive.com also. Just type in Auto World. You'll see me there. And you'll see the archives of podcasts there. And, also we're going to be going in other places with the podcast too. So, you'll see them all over the place. Why not? Because I want to make sure that every hour is different. I want to make sure that, you know, I want you to walk away, drive away, or even just sit away. When you're off in the air with me every week, and you know, or I want you to say, I didn't know that. That's what it's all about. Hopefully we'll learn together here. 48 plus years now underneath the hood, inside the trunk sometimes to fix your third brake light. I was just in the trunk the other day just to remove and replace a taillight bulb on an automobile that was $12 for a taillight bulb. Inflation, huh? And I still give out some labor. I hope your shop does too. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for being here with me. Look forward to it. Coming back, Jeff, motorsports wrestler. I understand he's in the house. We'll be right back.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Smell of the rubber. How about the burning in your eyes of the nitro? They learn it on the track, you know, race on Sunday and sell on Monday. It is time right here on Auto World. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I'm Mark Evans. It's time now. Practice makes perfect, I understand. Here's Jeff, Motorsports Bressler.
Thanks, Mark, and hi, Motorsports fans. Welcome to the Auto World Motorsports Update. You know, to be a stock car driver and strive for the opportunity to compete at the highest levels of NASCAR racing, or come to think of it, for that matter, the same holding true for drag racing or open-wheel Indy racing, you need a short track to learn on and launch your career. Well, the sad truth is that over the last few decades, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to find dirt and asphalt ovals, as well as drag strips to compete on. These weekly racing venues are quickly going the way of the dinosaur. Other ways to spend entertainment dollars, value of the land many of these tracks sit on for development, and a host of local noise restrictions are all leading causes of the continuing demise of grassroots short track racing. Now, NASCAR has taken note of this, and in what I must say is a very surprising move, has signed a deal to acquire the lease to Bowman Gray Stadium and will manage its racing operations with the city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, through the end of the year 2050. Bowman Gray is a most unique venue. It's a quarter-mile asphalt oval with the infield of the track, which is grass, also serving as the home football field of the Winston-Salem State University Rams. Bowman Gray, as a racing oval, still against the flow, fills up the stands each and every weekend with between 12 and 15,000 fans in attendance. The track ties to NASCAR and Bowman Gray go back to the earliest days, dating all the way back to 1949, when Bill France Sr. and the promoter, Alvin Hawkins, brought the sport to the facility. It was the first paved NASCAR racetrack competed on. Bowman Gray has hosted 29 Cup Series races from 1958 to 1971. Ben Kennedy, NASCAR's Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy, talks about the deal.
You know, it's always been a really special place for us. When you walk into Bowman Gray, it's really unlike any other racetrack you've ever been to, just the amount of energy and excitement that's there. And, you know, I had a conversation, it was a little over 2 years ago initially with Greg Garrison and the family of Bowman Gray. And, you know, they were talking about what their future might look like and trying to vet different opportunities. And, you know, we had our eyes set on our future as well. And, you know, we started having a few conversations and kind of over time, one thing led to another, and here we are announcing, you know, that we'll be the leaseholder of Bowman Gray Stadium for the summer months. So we're really excited about it. We know this comes with a great deal of responsibility. It's a special place. There's a lot of things that make Bowman Gray really unique. We want to continue to celebrate that history, continue to protect what makes it really tick at the end of the day, and make even more memories there for years to come. So we're excited about this.
Now, friends, I'm sure NASCAR has a few tricks up its sleeve about what type of racing programs they will have planned and how the highest levels of NASCAR competition might be involved. We'll just have to wait and see. But it's all in all a great step in the right direction to give young drivers, mechanics, and car owners the chance to learn the business and move up. A great saying in the world of short tracks has always been, they never tore down a shopping mall to become a racetrack. Well, maybe, just maybe, NASCAR is, in their own way, working to help preserve some of the more legendary tracks that still exist. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thank you, Jeff, Motorsports Professor. I appreciate it. Great report, my friend. And that's the practice makes perfect. You got to practice to become perfect. And I believe, in my opinion, is that if we can get the young, all of us young folks out there off the streets, racing on the streets, off the streets, and into a practice racetrack, that's the way to do it. And you just cannot, you know, hop in a double-A funny car after you're, you know, racing your mom and dad's four-door Plymouth Fury on the street and decide, well, now that I'm 32 years old, I can race my double-A funny car because I just picked up $14 million worth of sponsors. It doesn't work that way. A little bit of automotive history and trivia for us. Enzo Ferrari. That last name we all know about. They're known for, of course, the red Ferraris, the red color, beautiful red. Enzo Ferrari, a mechanic. That's right, he was a mechanic. Race car driver, mechanic, race car driver, then race car team owner. His cars dominated racing for many years after World War II. Racing. In today's world, of course, as you all know, are manufactured cars coming off the manufacturer's line at the you know, all the manufacturers' companies, Chevrolet and Ford and Nissan and Audi and BMW and all the companies, Volkswagen, you know, of course, Audi, all of them. It's crazy over the years how many more HPs we have, horsepower, how much more torque we have under the bonnet, under the hood, you know, and we seems like we're all racing anymore. We really are. Racing to get to where? That's what I want to ask you. I mean, are you racing to get to the repair shop quicker? Are you racing to get to the lube well filler quick lube quicker? Are you racing? What I'm saying is that we're just all in a hurry, and the cars just keep getting faster and faster and faster. So be careful out there. Make sure your eyes are in front, out of the windscreen for you folks across the pond. Thanks for tuning in, Australia and Sweden. Appreciate you being here. Absolutely, along with all our friends here in the United States, coast to coast we are. And again, just be careful because the cars and trucks are so much faster today. And they're so much quieter, of course, especially those electric vehicles. I was shocked the other day and crossed the parking lot and I had an EV right there at me. Didn't hear them. Maybe I need hearing aids. I don't know. No way. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, the worst and best years for the Chevy 350 V8. And I have the code name K1 for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
News update. Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised in an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again. Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What kind of horrible game show is this? It's What's That Name?
And it's a good one. What are you talking about being horrible? It's What's That Name? I got an email here that Ralph actually has answered. He's got two of the names of the faces behind the brands on our Facebook page. That Facebook page, of course, is my name, Mark Evans, and we have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Ralph, thanks. Ralph is listening to us on News Talk 1440. KEYS. There's our shout out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Yes, News Talk 1440. Ralph, right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. Keys, KEYS. I want to welcome all of you. Thank you, Ralph. Good to have all of you here that are in the area, of course, Corpus Christi, Texas, and you got Portland and Alice and Mathis there, and good to have all of you along. Thanks, Ralph. And Ralph says, okay, now, Mark, the first one, Henry Ford. Second one's Walter P. Chrysler. And, Ralph, you're absolutely, now, you didn't get the other two. We got two more, but you did answer right on the first one, Henry Ford, yes. Second one, Walter P. Chrysler. Good job. Appreciate it. You're right. Thanks. Give you a hand. Walter P. Chrysler. Now, a little trivia, first off. Walter P. Chrysler. What's that P stands for? Walter Percy Chrysler. He, of course, founded the American Chrysler Corporation way back when. Yeah. Chrysler. Walter Percy Chrysler. Ralph, congratulations. Thanks for tuning in on KEYS right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. And I do have a little gift bag for you. Think about the others, if you would, those other two people there. And thanks for playing that game we'd like to call What's That Name? A little trivia for you, too. First off, before I go to the trivia, about Chrysler. Ralph, I've go ahead and send me an address, if you would, down there at Corpus Christi, Texas, and I'll send you a gift bag out, absolutely, with Mothers and Meguiar's in it and solution finish. I've got some wash drops in there. I've got, actually, I've got a really neat some Chrysler goodies in there for you, too, this time. Yes, even though you might not own a Chrysler. Is that even still around? Huh? Yeah, oh, they used to be around. Well, back in 1949, everyone, starting a car with a key, no way. 1949, starting a car with a key, instead of the old method of pushing a button, is pioneered by Chrysler. Yeah, see, back then, the old method was pushing a button. Then they decided, you know, let's do a key. Chrysler pioneered the key. And now, look at there. History is repeating itself. We're going back and pushing a button now. Henry Ford, Walter P. Chrysler, Percy Chrysler, that is. We've got two more to name right there in our fun game we like to call, What's That Name? You know, and that's the whole thing. What's in a name? You know, when you're buying an automobile, wait a minute. Buying what? You're buying parts. Do you look at the brand or the name when you buy the parts for your automobile? How about when you're buying a vehicle? Do you look at the name or the model? Or, wait a minute, buying fuel for that vehicle? Do you look at, when you're buying the fuel, do you look at the brand or the price? Do you buy tires for it? Yeah, you do buy tires for it, don't you? Well, when you're buying tires for that vehicle, do you look at the brand or the mileage warranty? And now let's go to the most important thing. Once you buy the vehicle and you buy the tires and you buy the fuel and you buy the parts that you need to buy to keep it on the road and keep it running, right? How about buying the service? That's right. You're buying service, folks. Do you look at quality, brand, or name on the word service? All wrapped around that game, what we like to call What's That Name? It's so glad. I'm so glad you're here today with me. Absolutely. This is the second hour of Auto World. Now let's get to, well, we got to get to the K1. What? Yeah. The K1. Code name K1. It's the very first talk right here on Auto World about the Porsche's highly anticipated three-row electric SUV. Yep. Porsche announced it, its expansion growth plans in the summer of 2022, back in the day. A couple of years ago, of course, a key component of that growth plan is targeting high margin. Yeah, Porsche announced one vehicle that will do that for them. A very new three-row flagship all-electric luxury SUV that will slot above, you know what, the Macan. Yeah, the Macan, yes, and reported the code name K1. It's going to be known, the code name, K1. So, very secretive, don't let anybody know. It's going to be codenamed the K1. Well, guess what? They revealed the full details. Not yet, not quite yet. But it's the first listen, right here on Auto World, of the Porsche's three-row electric SUV. Three-row seats. There's going to be plenty of power under there for you. Oh, yeah, there will be. You can get your whole family in it. Oh, yeah, you know. Well, the K1 certainly appears larger than the Porsche's other SUVs that they have in their fleet, and its rear is more squared off as opposed to the fastback style of the Macan, and it still looks plenty sporty, though. I've got some spy pictures here for you. Can we put those up on Facebook, do you think? Eddie, the engine emailer, he says, no, we cannot. We cannot. So I got to explain the talk with my words. There we go. Well, it's a little sleeker than the BMW X5. Okay? That's one thing I can tell you about it. It's a very sporty SUV. It's going to be competing with the BMW X5, of course, but it's going to be 100% electric. We did do a couple pictures with, of course, the spy skin on them. So go over to our Facebook page, Auto World Radio, and my personal there, Mark Evans, Facebook. It's a three-row electric SUV. And it's going to be the SSP Sport EV platform. If you're not familiar with that, there's a lot on that platform, folks. You're probably going to have to Google it because I only have 3 hours every week to talk about it. So it's a lot of stuff there, a lot of goodies. Now, it will also include some level of autonomous driving You know what that means. Hands off, no more hands on the steering wheel. Now, it could also feature an even faster 920-volt charging system. Yeah. Now, as we all talk about EVs, of course, we all want to know pretty much the first thing is range. Mark, come on. Give me the range of this bad boy that's coming up, this new Porsche, codenamed K1. Well, okay, I will. Porsche believes that their range on this K1 is going to be right around 388 miles EPA range. So we will soon find out, won't we? Yep. Now, it's still going to have some solid off-road capability, this three-row seated K1, codenamed K1. So look for that. It'll also have, it's an SUV, it'll also have an advanced 4x4 system with torque, they call it a torque vectoring and rear-wheel steering. I said it, rear-wheel steering. And air suspension that'll provide a considerable ride height when you need it when you push the button. Also, you don't need to push the button. Sometimes, of course, you forget you've got your hands on the steering wheel. It does it for you. So rear-wheel steer, folks, rear-wheel steer. Is that all new for a four-door, three-row SUV? Three-row with rear-wheel steering. So are they copying the Hummer Crab Walk? How's that feel? Have you ever had a chance to drive a rear-wheel steer vehicle? I have, and it's amazing. It does help you tow, park a trailer, and a big trailer. It does help. And it's more comfortable. I feel it's actually a little bit more safer, a little more control. But that is your codename K1. Oh, it's time for an email. Eddie, we missed it. We got to go to a short break. When we come back, I'm going to dive, literally dive, I have to, into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let's do it. I've got an email. I'm not going to go right into the bag this time because I've got a good. We've got a good, good charter member here that emailed me a couple days ago, and his name is Thomas. Thomas, I wanted to read your email live on the air. Absolutely. And first off, though, let's do a shout out to one of the great radio station, our Auto World affiliate radio station there, KSGO Patriot Radio, that Thomas is listening to us on. Let's do a shout out there to them, and that is the Patriot Radio, KSGO, AM 1450 and FM 93.1, right there in Santa Clara, Washington, Lufkin, Enterprise, St. George, Utah, and of course, folks in Mesquite, Nevada. Good to have all of you along. Appreciate it. And now to Thomas's email. He says, "Hey, Mark, catch your show here in St. George as often as I can. Really enjoy it. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you. We've read a couple of my issue emails on the show in the past, so thank you for that. Your answers really helped me with my vibration problems. It was indeed caused by the wheel offsets I had installed to widen my wheel base. Remove them, and yahoo, the vibration was gone." He says, Thomas says, "Here's another issue. The horn will not work when the steering wheel is in the straight ahead position. Curiously, it does work if the wheel is turned to the right or left. How much am I not quite sure, but about 90 degrees either way. Since it works, I was thinking it might be a clock spring issue, not wiring, not a relay or fuses. It works, so it's all about steering wheel position. Kind of an importance since I'm one of those who doesn't hesitate to blast when I think someone needs to wake up. Thanks in advance. Appreciate your service, Thomas." Thomas, thank you. I do appreciate it. And absolutely. So basically what you got going on here, and I love emails, folks. It's what it's about, because Thomas is not the only one out there that his horn's not working in a certain position. And so what you all have, Thomas, you have a, let's replace the clock spring. And that'll fix it. That'll fix it. Period. So, Thomas, and one other thing. Now, the clock spring, replacing that, that's underneath the steering wheel. You could actually do it yourself. There's a couple things you got to be careful of, is the airbag. And you don't have to be careful of the airbag if you disconnect the negative battery terminal first. But we got to get the steering wheel off. So connect the negative battery terminal first, and then you'll find to the right and to the left of the steering wheel, underneath the steering wheel, you'll find, I believe they're like the 30 millimeter Torx on each side. Unscrew them. They're on the steering shaft itself, steering wheel, underneath the steering wheel, and that will release for the airbag. And then you get the airbag out, and then you got a, I think they're 19 millimeter nut there to hold the steering wheel on. Take that 19 millimeter nut off that holds the steering wheel on, and at that point, no steering wheel pullers needed, Thomas. You can literally just, you have to hit the outside of the steering wheel in about six different spots. And you can hit it at 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 6 o'clock, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay, I mean, I'm just, with your arm. Just hit it with your arm. Just push on it. And at that point, that wiggles it back and forth, and you just grab the steering wheel with both hands. Brace yourself. I do not want, Thomas, I don't want you to see you in the back seat, but pull that thing off. Once you pull it off, then you'll find two little bitty screws, and those little bitty screws are covering, that's what holds the plastic on. Once you pull the plastic off, the clock spring is right there. It's a big plastic, but, gosh, the thing is probably an inch and a half wide, thick. Unplug the two cords, electrical connections. You'll see the two screws that hold that on. Undo them. Unplug the cords. Undo the screws. Just pull that straight up. Put a new clock spring on. And you'll have a horn again. See, the clock spring, folks, along with Thomas's and his Tacoma, that is, it does everything that is in your steering wheel. Not only your horn, cruise control, if you have your stereo controls, if you've got a heated steering wheel, all those creature features that's in the steering wheel has to go through the clock spring. So there, you can do it yourself, Thomas. And if you don't, absolutely, an independent repair shop. You do not have to take it to the dealer to have that done. You know, if you don't want to do it yourself, go to an independent. They'll do it for you right there in St. George. And or a dealership, of course, will love to take your money from you, too. So, but it'll be cheaper at an independent. You can ask them if they've ever done a clock spring and on a Toyota. And if they say, no, we never have, well, then, you know, run. Go to the other shop. You can do that running on the telephone. Just call and ask. Because if they've done them before, they're going to get it done. They're going to have it done quicker for you, and of course, the price will be lower. So that's the key. So, Thomas, thank you. Appreciate it. Listening to us there on KSGO Patriot Radio, AM 1450, FM 93.1. Got to always have our shout out horn. Absolutely. Good to have you along, Mesquite, Nevada. Good to have you folks here. In fact, everybody's going to be. They've been there all day long, all month long, all winter long. Now they're going to be heading out of Mesquite and probably heading home now. Anyway, good to have you. Thanks, Thomas, and appreciate it. Absolutely. And send me an address back, which I do have here. Sorry. I'll send you a little gift packet. Thank you. And again, that's a little example, folks. I just say first names, and I never share any of the information that you've ever sent me. It's between you and I, period. And that's what it's all about here. So nobody else knows Thomas's information besides myself. So thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it again for tuning in. And again, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email. You can email me right here, right now. We've got we have the game going on. What's that name? We got two of the guys still there on my Facebook page. You need to look at their faces, their bodies, and tell me. I'll give you a little clue. They're related. The last two guys in the pictures, we've guessed Henry Ford, Walter P. Chrysler. The other two are related. That'll help you guess. 855-660-4261. Before we get out the door here, though, I want to make sure you can get to the third hour, folks, too. So holler at your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now. Get them to take the third hour. Okay? Just make it happen. Make it happen. Email them or call them. And or you can go to my website, autoworldmedia.com. Now, I have for you here, too, we got to get to it. We got a recall coming up on the third hour. A little tease here for you on the third hour. Got a recall. Has something to do with windshields. Not good. The windshields aren't staying in, folks. So stay tuned. Recall there. I've also got the word with Mark at the very end of the program. And, more emails coming your way. But one person selling, not one, but a whole truckload of the same automobile. So stay tuned for that. But right now, the best and the worst years for Chevy V8. The 350. What? Yeah. Internal combustion engines. You know, the Chevy 350, you have a lot of competition out there, but over the years, you know, the Chevy 350 V8 is one of the uniquely special motors. It still is, of course, as you know. 5.3, maybe you might have heard that one. General Motors vehicles at 350. They had them in quite a few vehicles from 1967 to all the way up to 2002. The iconic vehicles, of course, is like one of them was the 1967 Chevy Camaro. Chevrolet Corvette models had them in there, too. It's known for, you know, reliability, of course, power, of course, through the years. Drivers loved them. You loved them. I loved them. Racers loved them. Tuners loved them. The best years were, like one of the vehicles that stand out was the Corvette, the 1970 LT1. That was one of the good years. It was lack of emissions control devices, of course, but over the years, emissions control systems came into them, and that's where we started to, you know, get the bad years. But between 1971 and 1991, the Chevrolet 350 V8 underwent a series of modifications to comply with the new emissions guidelines. During that time, the 350 remained a solid engine, but its power levels dropped as a result of modern emission systems. That all changed in 1992 with the release of the L98 engine. The L98, well, it was a small block 350, transforming it into a very, emissions complaint beast. Oh yeah, they figured it out. It was producing high levels of torque and 250 horsepower without pumping the air full of toxins and burning, you know, major amounts of fuel back in that day. The worst years, though, was the 350, the Chevrolet 350, a small block, produced, well, between the 70s and 80s. It was all about emissions. Bad years. Looks like the garage door is going down, folks. I'll see you over on the third hour of Auto World. Look forward to you next week and on the third hour. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.